This video is brought to you by Surfshark. Breaking news, Donald Trump has confirmed that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino is set to leave his position at the FBI effective immediately next year. 1 year ago, a right-wing conspiracy theory podcaster was plucked out of his job, making podcasts all day, spreading lies, and was put into the position as Deputy FBI Director. Now, Dan Bongino's previous experience as a podcaster actually gave him a lot of political capital entering the job, meaning he could tweet out to his account with a million followers. He could say things to his pre-existing fan base across social media platforms and continue to spew his BS. But there was a moment, there must have been a moment, where Dan Bongino's conspiracy theorism hit into some friction with reality, because he stopped spreading his theories and he basically became a part of the conspiracy theory. 1 year ago today, that podcaster that I described was talking about how the Epstein files need to be released, how they need to be revealed, and how all of the powerful people at the FBI and in our institutions hiding them need to be held accountable. Here we are 1 year later, and Dan Bongino is so deeply embedded in the swamp that he wanted to drain that he's deciding to dip. He's deciding to leave. It starts here. Dan Bongino clearing out his office at FBI, according to report. Deputy Director, Dan Bongino told his confidants that he plans to leave his position early next year, according to eight people briefed on the matter by MS Now. Now, these unconfirmed reports were going around this morning, and I was holding off on any of the reporting until we got confirmation. Donald Trump came out and confirmed it just moments ago. Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and media commentator, has indicated he does not plan to return to FBI headquarters this month and has privately discussed a tentative announcement date of Friday, December 19th, the cable news outlet reported. Remember, Dan Bongino, just about a month ago, went incredibly viral for admitting that he was lying while he was a podcaster, that he wasn't paid for facts back then, he was paid for conspiracies, and now at the FBI, he feels a bit out of place. Take a listen.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy FBI director. You put a post on X right after this happened. And you said there's a massive cover-up because the person that planted those pipe bombs, they don't want you to know who it is, because it's either a connected anti-Trump insider or an inside job. You said that, you know, long before you even thought of as deputy FBI director.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, this investigation's just begun. We are pretty comfortable. We have our guy. I think as again, legal process starts to surface and information facts start to come out, the public's going to be very comfortable with the investigation that was conducted under Director Patel and his leadership. He's been great on this. But I don't want to, you know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's clear. And one day I'll be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director. And we base investigations on facts. And, you know, it was interesting. I was looking out in the crowd today at the presser.
Okay, a few things. He just admitted that he did not base his podcasts off of facts. He made millions and millions of dollars, the vast majority of his wealth, in this right-wing MAGA ecosystem that is inhabited by people who do not care about the truth, and he just admitted that live on TV. It's very clear that Dan Bongino's obsession with conspiracy theories smacked into the friction of reality when he actually got into the FBI. For example, his obsession with the idea that Democrats were predominantly in the Epstein files and covering up the Epstein files, I'm sure, was shattered when the FBI was directed to cover up and redact Trump's name in the Epstein files. Dan Bongino spread a bunch of conspiracy theories about January 6th. I'm sure it was a little bit earth-shattering to get into the FBI and get briefed on January 6th, and depending on who was briefing him, realize, oh shit, that's not good. And by the way, if you appreciate having a podcaster or having somebody who can report the news that isn't a weirdo conspiracy theorist like all of these freaks on the right, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, because we are growing faster than MAGA Media. We are close to beating Fox News in terms of month-over-month growth on YouTube. We are beating Ben Shapiro. We are beating a lot of the right-wing MAGA media leaders. We just need you to subscribe. Okay, to continue. I called this out on CNN after this clip came out.
So one conspiracy gives way to another, it seems.
So Kash Patel and Don Jr. and Dan Bongino are now on this conspiracy theory treadmill where one gets disproven and they jump to the next. The problem is Dan Bongino, like a bunch of other MAGA commentators, got super rich off of peddling straight lies and is now coming into the friction of actually being in a position of power. There's a chance that he goes and lies more, but think about how many lives he ruined, how many lies he told. He went on a whole like few month campaign about Vance Bolter, about all this stuff. All these lies that he's told will culminate into tricking Americans. I used to go to Trump rallies during his campaign and I would debate with his supporters. That was my thing, debating his supporters. I'll never forget. There was this one woman with American flag face paint. I asked her who her favorite podcaster was. She said, Dan Bongino. I asked her if she would vote for Putin or Kamala if she could choose. She said, I'd vote for Vladimir Putin. Kamala's a traitor to this country. So
now, a lot of people were claiming that this never happened, that I never actually went to this Trump rally, and then I pulled up the clip for the Trump supporter saying, this never happened, we got it on tape, I said.
Vote for Kamala Harris or Putin? Who do you choose?
Putin.
Really? Why?
Absolutely. He's for his people. He is for his people.
You don't think Kamala is?
Oh, hell no.
Interesting. So you think the country would be better off under a rule like a Kim Jong-un or somebody or Vladimir Putin?
I love Russia.
You do? Why?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The people are wonderful.
What are your main sources of news?
It's okay. I have numerous sources of news, but I don't watch mainstream.
What do you watch? Okay. Russia Today?
Russia Today? No, never heard of that.
What do you watch?
Oh, I watch Dan Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
The reason why I'm playing this, even though this was a year ago before the election, is because Dan Bongino was a prominent leading MAGA podcaster who admittedly was telling lie after lie after lie. Then he was plucked out of his job as a MAGA podcaster and made the deputy FBI director. Deputy FBI director.
And I saw a couple of media figures who you and I both know who promoted the other scandal, the collusion hoax. And I thought to myself, you know, the difference between us and them is, you know, we evolve. As information and new inputs come out, we can produce different outputs because that's what we believe in. We believe in facts and investigations guided by facts. There were people out there in that crowd, I'm sure, still believe in this collusion fairy tale hoax.
Okay, so I guess it's not as fun to be playing in an agency where there are some facts and guardrails at play. It's probably more fun and lucrative and dopamine rushing and energetic to be just spewing lies all damn day and then making a shit ton of money doing it, like I'm sure he was in his podcasting MAGA media empire, because these right-wingers are funded up to the gill by these right-wing billionaires. And the FBI, you don't get to be funded like that. You don't get to play around as much unless you are the director himself who is able to reallocate government resources to your girlfriend and to others. Here is Donald Trump then being asked about Dan Bongino, and he confirms Dan Bongino did a great job. I think he just wants to go back to his show.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show. Yeah,
I do. Then Donald Trump confirms it. These are no longer unconfirmed reports. It is official that Dan Bongino is leaving. I mean, he's getting a lot of heat from a lot of people. Dan Bongino would probably much rather be on the offense side, the criticism side. Just think about this. Tucker Carlson gets to go on all these fun podcasts like Theo Vaughn. He gets to go on Theo Vaughn and just cast doubt on every single agency. It's so much easier to be the person casting the doubt, saying, hey, isn't this a little weird? Isn't this conspiracy theory a little this? Isn't this a little that? But when you're the guy who has to present the actual facts, then you're the one being torn apart. Dan Bongino wants to be in this position, the one who's doing the tearing down and the doubting of the FBI. Here's Tucker Carlson tearing down the work of Dan and Cash.
I just don't have a ton of confidence in the FBI or the men who run it. Mm. And I'm not saying that out of ignorance at all.
That's a scary part too.
I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying, no. I think it's really important that we have that.
Yeah, and also,
and I have no. I
never wanted
this
to
dumb
think
Twitter
any of this.
Shit. Like, leaders of the FBI are on Twitter. Like, what?
Leaders of the FBI are on Twitter, indeed. In fact, leaders of the FBI were probably hired because of their Twitter usage, because of how they tweeted. Only moments after Trump addressed the Dan Bongino situation and admitted that Dan is leaving, Dan is dipping out of the FBI. Only moments after that, Trump then addresses the Venezuela situation, begins to talking about getting oil, getting other things, but also getting land. So Donald Trump is now planning on getting land from Venezuela.
Getting land, oil rights, whatever we had, they took it away because we had a president that maybe wasn't watching. But they're not going to do that. We want it back. They took our oil rights. We had a lot of oil there. As you know, they threw our companies out, and we want it back. Well, I think the message this evening is we inherited a mess, and we've done a great job, and we continue to.
Just so repetitive, but he says at the beginning he wants land.
Getting land, oil rights, whatever we had.
Land, oil rights, some wild shit. And really quickly, anybody who's been on the internet has heard the word VPN thrown around like it's some magical invisibility cloak. And honestly, it's not that far off. Surfshark is very helpful in my day-to-day life, not only for hiding my ISP and my location, but for also just taking control of my online life. There are times when I'm traveling and I can log into my VPN on Surfshark and see new shows, new movies that I otherwise wouldn't see. There's also times when you can get cheaper flights depending on where you route your VPN from. I'm not even joking. Different locations have different price offerings. There's also the web content blocker, which is perfect if you have younger family members on the same internet. You can stop a bunch of websites from bombarding them, a bunch of websites from being visited, and just have a bunch of control over what's going on. The best part is that one subscription covers unlimited devices. I've got the same subscription on my phone, my laptop, my TV. So I urge you to check out Surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 4 extra months for free of Surfshark VPN. That is 4 months for free if you go to Surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler. Thank you to Surfshark. Thank you to you all.